Life isn't always sunshine and chocolate, and being a Christian doesn't change that. Candidly Christian TV, coming up next, right here on The Right Stuff.
You are listening to the best, the only place to be on Tuesday night. That's right, you're listening to The Right Stuff, and you're at the right place at the right time. From England to Canada, from Detroit to the Coconuts, we are showcasing Christian authors worldwide, giving you tips, tools, techniques, and resources for you, the writer, to hone and perfect your craft. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on WPJC 104.5. And your host, Parker J. Cole.
Hi, and welcome to this special edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J., and I'm so glad you're here with me today. You may recognize the title of our show, which is Candidly Christian, and particularly it's Candidly Christian TV. About this time last year, we presented to you a wonderful book called Candid Conversations, but we also explore the idea of having Candidly Christian TV. And this is a TV show that yours truly will be hosting, where we talk to women about real issues that they have in life and really be upfront about the struggles that they have, but not just the struggles, but how Jesus brought them through those struggles. But it's been about a year, and some of you have been asking, you know, Parker, when is Candidly Christian TV coming out? So I want to talk to you about that, as well as what you can expect and when we're going to have it up and running. There's been a lot of stuff happening, as some of you know. So we're going to be talking about that with my guest co-host and contributor, Heather Hart, who is the founder of the movement Candidly Christian. And you can get more information by going to CandidlyChristian.com to know more about real women, real life, and real faith. I want to thank you for your support of my newest release, A Bride for Wynn Hughes, and doing very well. Loving the responses I've been getting in the medium of reviews. Thank you so much for your support. Some more books will be coming out this month, so just stay tuned to that. I'm very excited about it. Now, if you want to weigh in our conversation, you know you can. Weigh in by calling in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air. Or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag RightStuff, with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers only to be told your themes are a bit too religious. We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for new readers to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com. or order a print issue on magcloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J. and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5, The Queen here. And I'm really excited to talk about the Candidly Christian TV show that I will be hosting with my producer and founder of the Candidly Christian Movement, Heather Hart. As you all know, last year we talked about doing this wonderful project, and then we were going to get it started this year, and then just life started to happen. My schedule got really busy. So I wanted to give you an update on what's going on with Candidly Christian TV. I wanted Heather to give us an idea of what you're going to be expecting. But I also wanted to reintroduce you to the book that started this wonderful idea, which is Candid Conversations. Now, Candid Conversations is available online or wherever books are sold, and it's a book that shows a collection of different women who are being very candid about the struggles that they have had in faith. Last year when I debuted the book, one of the things that really resonated with me was one of the authors mentioned about being a people pleaser. And one thing it's hard for me to do is say no. It's hard for me to say no. I enjoy helping people. I want to please people. It makes me feel good when I can help someone out. But sometimes we need to be more concerned about how we can obey the master instead of trying to please people. And so when I saw that story within Candid Conversations, I really just resonated with that story. I actually got quite emotional because I said, oh, my goodness, someone experiences the same anxiety I experience. And I say no when I say yes to something, and then I can't do it for whatever reason. And so it really felt good to know that there was someone else out there who experienced exactly what I experienced. And that's what Candidly Christian is all about, being open and honest about this walk with Christ. Like we said in the beginning of the broadcast, life is not always chocolate and sunshine, and being a Christian doesn't change that at all. So I want to introduce the founder of Candidly Christian, which is Heather Hart. Heather, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Parker.
I am so glad that you took time out of your schedule to be with me on the show today. I never take it lightly when you come on board. You've been such a support to Right Stuff for the last several years, so I'm really excited about that. So what I want to do is this. I want to have people to have an opportunity to get to know you. So go ahead and tell us who you are in your own words.
Well, I always start by telling people that I don't have it all together, and I'm okay with that. Well, I'm constantly trying to be more like Christ. I know that he has me covered when I fail. And that's the essence of the gospel, and I love it. I'm an imperfect mom, but I love my kids like crazy. And I was actually talking to Parker earlier while I was at the pool with the kids, trying to get them gathered up to get back in time for the show. You know, they might not always have their hair brushed or be the most well-behaved, but I just hope that I'm always pointing them back to Jesus. And I've been writing for over a decade. And I've been contributed to over 24 books, and I'm married to my biggest fan.
It's so nice when our biggest fan lives in the house with us because we can always bounce ideas off of them. I know sometimes when I talk to my husband, particularly since, you know, I write fiction, and I have some kind of weird idea that I want to get out there. Like, so this guy shoots so-and-so. What happens, you know, that kind of thing. So you have these weird conversations with your biggest fan who, you know, he gets it. They totally get it, you know. I like the fact you say you're an imperfect mom. And let's talk about that. As we're going to be candid about, you know, being a Christian and being a mom and what a lot, particularly a lot of women, what they deal with, being candid about that. When you say that, do you sometimes feel as if there are other women who may look at you weird for saying, hey, I'm an imperfect mom, where every mom tries to be the best mom they possibly can?
You know, I never really try to think about what other moms think of me because, you know, we already have so much pressure. I mean, I get comments from other moms. I have been for years since my kids were little. And at some point, I just had to reach the point where I was like, I'm not going to care about what they think anymore. You know, because there's just so much shame heaped on us from, you know, I remember this one specific time I was at the park with my kids. You know, my husband was supposed to have the day off work, and we were going to go on a date, but we had our kids with us because the boys were in school, but our twins were still really little. And we were going to go on a date with the twins with us, obviously. So I was all dressed up, and we're like, you know what, let's just go ahead and stop the play and let the, or at the park and let the girls play a little bit. So I'm wearing these, you know, like kind of wedge shoes that were appropriate for the date my husband and I were on while our little toddlers toddled around the park. And one of the other moms at the park looked at me, sneered, and said, oh, those aren't park shoes. And I was like, really?
Like, really?
Like, you're going to judge me for my shoes?
And I'm like, yeah, I did have trouble chasing my twins at the park. You know, I did, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we stopped and played, and the girls were so glad that we did. I didn't just give up that opportunity because I had the wrong shoes on. So you can't make everyone happy, and I just kind of think you just got to do the best you can and do what's right for your family and stop caring so much.
Mm-hmm. But that's a thing, though. Especially women can be very catty like that. They can be extremely catty like that. That's why a lot of women are saying, oh, women need to be in power because we're so much better at this. I'm like, no, we aren't. not in a mean way, of course. You know, we have our nuances that can be just as treacherous and just as mean as some men can. You know what I mean? And it comes back to the whole point that the Bible says all have sinned. All have sinned, not just the men, but all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, yeah, I totally understand that. But that's what it means about this candidly Christian movement. That's exactly what it means, is being candid about something like that. Now, someone else in that same situation could have been highly affected by someone else's judgment of their outerwear, because we always want to present a certain image to that. And with the candidly Christian movement, how do we combat, I think, an instinctive need to make sure that people don't know that we have problems or that we have issues?
Well, I think everyone has to work that out for themselves with God, you know, where they're at with their walk with God, because I know where I'm at isn't where everyone else is. And I'm not going to ask someone who's not where I'm at to just let it all out, you know, spill it all out. Because if they're not there, that could be really harmful for them in their walk with God. So I think it's just pray about it and see where you're at and start sharing with people when you're ready. And I know one of the things that I really love about candid conversations, and I was thinking about this earlier this week. Today is actually the exact day that I launched this book 1 year ago today. So I thought that was really cool. But over the past year, several churches have done this book as a book study with their women's group. So I wanted to share some feedback that I got from one of those groups. I'm just going to read it for you. It says, over the past 4 weeks, we have gathered, listened to astounding stories of tragedy, triumph, and learned more about our hearts and God's heart towards us. We have laughed, cried, prayed together, growing in the bond of love as sisters in Christ. Candid conversations gave us an opportunity to meet new friends, connect with old friends, and more importantly, connect with God through stories. And although that night was their last session, it was a much-needed time for women to connect as they were already looking forward to another season in their Bible study. And another woman had said that they came into that group as a stranger and they were leaving with 25 new friends. So I think that no matter where you're at in your walk with Christ, getting involved in a community can help you grow and start releasing those stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to start off, you know, being on a radio show with Parker, who draws things out of you, or, you know, writing a blog for the whole world to see. But, you know, if you just get involved with a small group at your church, you know, start letting it out little by little. It's so freeing when you let God work in your heart and realize that it's all about Him.
And it's funny that you said that because, you know, you are an introvert and you know you are and you're comfortable with that. You know, it's not it's not a bad word. It's not like, oh, I'm not like Parker. Parker can gnaw your ear off, but I'm not Parker. No, you're an introvert. But what God has done, you were obedient to Him, because when we had this conversation last year, you were obedient to what He called you to do, which is to start this movement, Candidly Christian. What was one of the first things you noticed when you start to be transparent yourself, because you can't lead the movement if you're not a part of it, you know? You know, you all be
right.
Candid about your life. I'm going to keep mine behind closed doors, you know? And what was one of the things that really struck you when you started this movie about Candidly Christian? What was one of the things that struck you about it?
Well, I think that this has actually been something that God's been working on me in for years, because I wouldn't have done this, you know, 10 years ago. It's been a process. So I started out, I was in my own small group at church. You know, I was asked to lead a Bible study, and I was like, oh, well, you know, I could write the Bible study. I'm a writer. I don't speak. You know, I can't stand up in front of it. You don't understand. I don't do that shit. I'm an introvert, people. But over the years, they worked on me, and eventually I did end up standing in front of people and leading that Bible study. And then through time, you know, I worked with another woman online, and she was like, well, I need you to help me with these online coaching sessions. And I'm like, oh, boy, I don't speak online. I don't do those kinds of things. I'm an introvert. And she was like, well, I really need your help on this. So eventually I got to do that. And then I'm like, well, I need to be on Parker's show. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't know if I can do that. But I did, and I made it. And so now here I am again, and I'm not nervous at all.
Yeah.
So
it's funny because when he pulls us out of our comfort zone, the Lord pulls us out of our comfort zone. He pulls us out of what makes us happy. Like being here, that's my comfort zone. So if you want me to go outside and fight insects, that's not my comfort zone at all. I mean, it's not. Okay. And I'd be like, Lord, is this something you really want me to do? Go fight insects. We never know what will happen when we are obedient, because the Lord uses us sometimes in the place of discomfort. He uses us when we're uncomfortable. He uses us when we're not cozy in that, because we're all supposed to be stretching our faith, improving, and growing in this thing called faith. Now, one thing about Kennelly Christian is that the women, when they share their stories, they're sharing their stories about a lot of different things. Like the one that resonated with me was a people pleaser. But there have been some women who have been abused, and they share their story. There are some women who deal with doubt. There are some women who deal with, you know, I'm a failure or this and that. And all these stories are in the book Candid Conversations, available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. Now, let me ask you this question, Heather. When you found out that women were using this book as part of a ministry and Bible study, how did that make you feel? Because this wasn't something you wanted to do. You did not want to do this. This was not something you said, I'm going to do this and be proud. No, you were like, Lord, are you sure? You know, you talk about me, right? You know, you did those one of those numbers. So how did that feel when this became, someone says, you know, we're going to put this in our women's ministry Bible study. Tell us what that was like for you.
Well, honestly, it's a little bit surreal, but I've always, when God gave me this picture of Candid or Candidly Christian as a whole, as a ministry, I knew it was big, but I also knew that it wasn't mine. So as long as those women are doing it and pointing people to Jesus, I think that's awesome. But a couple of them have called me and been like, hey, we want to talk to you. Could you, you know, like, live stream with us? And I'm like, why do you want me? Like, this isn't about me. I don't get it. You know, sometimes I forget that I am part of this. It's you know, that's I don't know if that makes sense.
So it does make sense, you know, because what he's doing is stretching you. And I remember, I shared this on the show before. I remember I met one lady here in Michigan. She did a it was a business function. And she talked about how she had been a housewife for 20-something years. And then the way she called it, she said her husband left with a 22-year-old piece of bread. That's the way she called it. And from that, she had never worked before. Her husband took care of everything. And she was thrown into a situation where she had to take care of her children and everything. And she literally became a millionaire. She became a millionaire, and she was doing this big function. But here she was out of her comfort zone. Here she was. You know, she had to do it because there was no one else to do it. Her husband had left her, you know. And I think about that, and she talked about saying, you know what, if you say you can't talk in front of people, you can. She said, you just get used to it, and you keep doing that. But you can't do it if you're not obedient to that call, if you don't fall to that necessity of doing that. And Candidly Christian, the movement, is all about being open and honest, first of all, that life isn't always sunshine and chocolate, and that being a Christian doesn't change that. You know, we have someone to lean on. We get through those struggles. We get through them with the power of Jesus Christ. That's how we get through them. But we need to make that very apparent, because some people think once they accept Christ as their Savior, they're being misled and go, oh, life is going to be great now. And you're like, no, it's not. If anything, it gets a little harder, because now you're on Satan's radar, okay? Now you're on, you got to deal with all these other little things, and you got to deal with your own insecurities, your own sinful manners and sinful ways, and all this other stuff comes at you. So Candidly Christian is about being open and honest about it, but it's not just about being open and honest. We don't want, like, emotional waterfall, you know, don't have to tell everything, you know what I mean? But you want to be transparent if, as much as you possibly can. Because I know some things are just very personal, and I'm not knocking that. I would never knock that. But just being open and honest about certain things, because being open, being honest may help someone else who's struggling through the same thing you are. So make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy of Candid Conversations online at Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Candidly Christian TV and what's that all about. So if you want to weigh in, you can call in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter, Parker J. Cole, hashtag Right Stuff, with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, is your book club in need of some fresh and exciting questions to ask club members and authors at your next book club meeting? Literizations, the book conversation game, is 70 thought-provoking questions to really get into an in-depth discussion about the books you and your club members are reading. These questions really get into the characters, the storyline, and into the author's head. These questions may just give you and your book club members a whole new way to get into a new conversation, a literization. Literizations is also a great set of tools for bloggers, interviewers, and authors to use a discussion question. Are you ready to get lit? Please visit our website at litversations.com, LITVERSATION.com. And please like our Facebook page at Simply Said Reading Accessories. Thank you.
Authors, are you looking for a new way to get your book in the hands of new audience of targeted buyers? Then a virtual book tour is for you. Right now, virtual book tours is an excellent opportunity for you to introduce your book and who you are as an author. Launching your book is very important. A virtual book tour will connect you with readers. We at WNL, we specialize in book tours, book blasts, radio tours, cover reveals, and Facebook chat. Promoting and marketing your book is what we do. Online publicity, the exposure and the publicity is what you need. Let us help you reach new readers and a new audience. We take care of everything so you don't have to. We set up the tour for you. We connect you with bloggers to advertise your book by way of interviews, guest posts, and reviews. If you are an author of a newly published book, have an upcoming release, or just want to give a previously published book new life, a virtual book tour is your answer. Check our tours out at www.wnlbooktours.com. Visit me on Facebook. I am the owner, Paulette Harper.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5, the Queen here. We are talking about our upcoming show, Candidly Christian TV. We're giving you an update because we have mentioned this last year that the show was going to be live, and some of you have reached out to me wondering when it's going to happen. So I want to kind of reintroduce you to the topic, let Heather know what Candidly Christian is all about, and just give you an opportunity to weigh in on what it means to be candid about this walk with Christ. We all know that life isn't always sunshine and chocolate, because if it is, we'd be fat and we'd be living in the sunshine all day. But it isn't. And one thing is that being a Christian is not going to change that. We are going to deal with struggles. We are going to have inner demons that we deal with, outer demons. We're going to be hurt by people. People are going to disappoint us. But through those struggles, Jesus brings us through it. That's what it means about being candid about this thing called being a Christian. And with that, I want to invite you to get a copy of the book, Candid Conversations. It's a collection of stories that women have written talking about a wide variety of things, from being a people pleaser, like I talked about earlier in the broadcast, to being hurt, being abused, being feel like a failure, and so many other things. Being open about what it means to be a Christian. And get this. One of the reasons why this book is such a wonderful resource, it lets you know that you are not alone in your struggle. sometimes we get bogged down by the struggles that we go through, and we feel as if we are the only ones there. And Heather, once again, thank you for being with me on the show to help us with this whole thing about Candidly Christian movement. Candidly Christian TV,
yeah,
and then the book Candid Conversation. You know, as I was thinking about that, I have to go back to something that happened to me two Sundays ago. Most people know my twin sister, she almost died back in May. And it was a horrible experience. I never would wish that on my worst enemy. And we were just praying, and it really stretched my faith. And it really let me know that God is the healer. He's the one that answers our prayers, because all we had was prayers. The doctors were not helpful. The doctors had caused the issue. Lots of things that happened. And so what happened two Sundays ago, I was coming out of choir, and a gentleman who I don't talk to very often, I see him in Bible study, but I don't talk to him very often. He came and saw me. He was like, "Hey, how's it going?" I said, "Hey." So I gave him a hug. He was like, "How's your sister?" And I said, "Oh, my gosh, I haven't given him an update." So I gave him an update. He said, "The Lord led me here, and I've learned to be obedient to that." And literally as I was going home from church, I started crying because I really did feel alone. I felt alone. And one thing he said, "There are 180 of us still praying for your sister." And when he said that, I was like, "Oh, my gosh." You know? And I felt like, oh, it's just not my prayers and my family's prayers. And it just made me feel as if the Lord reminded me that even though your sister's going through this struggle, guess what? You're not alone, and neither is your family praying alone. There are other people caring about you. And I felt as if people didn't care. I just felt that way. I didn't want to feel that way. I felt like, okay, they're over and done with it. It's not my business anymore. I prayed for Parker and her sister when I needed to. We're done. And he said, "There are still 180 people still praying for your sister." And I'm going to stop because I'll start crying. I want to talk about that, because sometimes in the struggle, we do feel alone. And can you give us an example of someone who's talked to you, Heather, who talked about that feeling of being alone, and then they find out, guess what? I'm not alone.
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot, Parker.
Yes, I am.
I actually talked to someone last month who was talking about something similar to that. I don't want to use her name because I haven't gotten permission from her to share her story.
Of course.
But there are lots of women, I think, who can relate to that, where they do feel alone. And I've had several times where I've shared my blog posts online from the Candidly Christian website, and I've had people come up to me like, "I read your blog post, and it resonated with me." And I'm like, "Oh, you should left a comment. I have no idea." No, I didn't say that. But, you never know how many people out there are touched by things that they read online or the books that they read. Because women struggle all over the place. There are hidden struggles that you don't see when you look at the people you pass by on the street. Every single woman we pass has a struggle on the inside, whether it's their weight that taunts them, or something that's wrong with their reflection that they see in the mirror. It could be something that's going on with their family. Maybe it's something at work that's bothering them. You know, we don't ever see the real story when we pass by someone. And I think that's important to remember. And that's part of the reason I like Candid Conversations, because even when you go online and you see a Facebook post, a lot of times it's either always the good or someone just spills all the bad. You know, you've got those people on Facebook that they complain. But even when they're complaining, you don't see the real them. You don't get to see the hours they put into these things that are hurting them. There's so much hidden in our hearts that only God sees. And that's, in Candid the Christian, we encourage people not to just dwell on the problems, to dwell on those struggles, but to turn our hearts back to Jesus, because he's the one that can heal those hearts, heal those wounds. Because when our hearts are hurting, he's the answer.
Amen. Amen. I like that you said that, because I'm going to bring up some couple of prominent men in the media, well, Christian news media, basically. And one is an author and one is a songwriter. And one, the guy he wrote, I Kissed Dating Goodbye, he recently left the faith, and he did this whole Instagram thing where he left the faith and he renounced his faith. And then we had another guy from Hillsong, he renounced his faith and everything. And I got to thinking, you know, people, if you have doubts, I think you should always express what those doubts are. Because if you don't express them, how can you get answers to your questions? And then don't worry about people. Well, you know, let me have you answer that question. When people have doubts, because sometimes in struggles, when you're dealing with issues, whether they're personal issues or external issues, that causes doubts to rise. What is the danger of keeping those doubts to yourself without getting any kind of counsel? I mean, obviously, people can renounce their faith. It doesn't change who God is, but they can renounce their faith. What are some other things that may happen from that?
Well, first of all, you can't, a lot of times you can't find answers all on your own. I mean, of course, you can go to your Bible and look through it, but sometimes you just get frustrated and angry or whatever is causing those doubts. You need someone to lean on or to help you through it. You know, the Bible is always talking about don't neglect meeting together with other Christians. You know, share your struggles. You know, God created us for community.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when we separate ourselves from that community, that is not God's plan. So we're already taking one step away and giving Satan that foothold so that he can work on us. And all we're hearing are his lies instead of letting God's people speak God's truth into us.
That's a good point. That's a very good point you make right there, because of the fact that if you don't go to the community for help, and then you're having all these doubts that come upon you. They come upon you, and then guess what? No one's getting. You're not getting the questions to your answers. And I want you also to speak to people. Let's say people may ask a question because they're having those doubts. Speak to those people who are doing that and say, hey, don't get upset if someone asks a question that you don't have the answer to. And I think this is important because sometimes there may be questions that we have, and we're like, well, I don't get it. Do you condemn the person for the question, or do you try to help that person out to find the answer to that question? What are your thoughts about that, Heather?
Oh, definitely. That's one of the things. When I started Candidly Christian, I wanted it to have the twofold meaning. So our message starts out where, yes, we want to talk about our struggles, and we want our struggles to point us back to Jesus. But I also want us, when we have – We have to talk about our faith all the time. We have to know what we believe. So when those doubts come, when we have those questions arise, we have a foundation already set in stone. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't doubt our questions. You know, when those questions do come up, they should drive us closer to Jesus and not push us away. We have to have that firm foundation that keeps us from crumbling. And when those questions do come up, you say, hey, I don't know the answer to that. Let's figure it out together. And there should be absolutely no shame there. I mean, sometimes it's like, I've been a Christian since I was in eighth grade. I should know all the answers, and I don't. You know, we shouldn't be afraid to say that, because we're not God. We're human beings. And nobody's going to know all the answers. I mean, Solomon in all of his wisdom didn't know it all. So why should we?
You know, but it does put things into perspective, because sometimes struggles start to bring up doubts. You know, if I'm working this hard and I'm still having problems, then what's going on? Is the Lord real? Do I really have to deal with these issues? If this is happening, why am I dealing with this? Particularly, and I'll just pick on a big one, kind of you've experienced this too, especially people who have chronic illness or chronic pain. And I know, Heather, you can speak to that definitely, because when you're in pain and nothing you do works, and let me say that again, you're in pain and nothing you do works, and you're saying, I love the Lord. Why isn't he healing me? I am in pain, Lord Jesus. Why are you ignoring my cries for healing? You see what I'm saying? And those help bring doubts. Those can bring doubts because the struggles are real, you know. So let's talk about that really quickly, because some women, especially women I know who listen to this show, I know they have chronic illness and chronic pain. And I want you to encourage them, but be candid about your own struggle with chronic pain and chronic illness.
Okay, so just so we get started on the right foot here.
Sure.
I have a migraine. I've had this migraine for over 2 years. It's called status microdosis. It's a thing, apparently. Like, there's lots of people that deal with this. I didn't know that was a thing until I started seeing my new migraine specialist this summer. Like, there was a whole room full of people who have migraine all the time. Like, it never goes away. It just, sometimes it hurts worse than others. It's ridiculous, quite honestly. I completely loaded up on painkillers right now, so if I giggle a lot, it's not you. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe you're really
funny. No
problem.
But, you
know, sometimes, some days I can't get out of bed crying. Sometimes, you know, I get up, I work a little bit, and I go lay down. You know, some days, I haven't been to church in probably 3 weeks at least, because I just, if I do something on Saturday, the next day I regret it, because the more I move around, the more it hurts the next day. You know, I understand that chronic pain is bad. And there are times when I've been like, God, why? I mean, I understand that struggle is very, very real. But I know that there are also two different ways that you can react to chronic pain. And I've seen it very firsthand. I remember distinctly one Sunday, I was sitting in Sunday school. This was closer to the beginning of my struggle, I guess. It was the first time I got out of the hospital after my migraine started. And there was another gentleman in Sunday school who was just coming back from heart surgery, I think. And he was a younger man, but he had had open heart surgery. Something was wrong, and I don't remember exactly what happened. And he's like, I don't know why this happened. Why would God let this happen to me? And I'm thinking, I'm just so thankful that I had God to get me through this, you know? He was looking at, like, why did this happen? I'm like, hey, I don't know how I would have got through it without him. So I don't.
Exactly.
You know, life is still hard. But I think when you're a Christian and you have God going through it with you, I remember, wasn't this past summer, but the year before, I was laying in my bed crying one day, and I was like, God, I give up. I want to quit everything I'm doing so I can just lay in bed and not have to worry about writing another blog post or getting a Bible study written, or, you know, I'll just call somebody else, get my kids from school. I don't care anymore. I'm just done. You know, everything that you've called me to do, I'm going to quit. And but those last two words, everything that God has called me to do, that's what got me to take a step back. And I'm like, one of my verses, and I actually have it written on the wall of my office, it says, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:24. And I'm like, if you have called me to do it, who am I to quit? Somehow you're going to do it, even if my head hurts. So I didn't quit, and here I am. There are some days that I have frustration.
Well, it talks about what Paul talks about, a thorn in his side, and we're never clear about what the thorn in his side is. We're never clear about it, but it was obviously something that bothered him. He had said, Lord, please, and he said, you know, my grace is sufficient. And to hear that, sometimes you go, oh, my goodness, it's not sufficient, you know. I don't want to be in pain anymore, you know. I don't want to be sick anymore. And the Lord says, my grace is sufficient. And like you said, he turns your perspective around saying, at least I did not do this alone. Again, I don't deal with chronic illness. I don't deal with chronic pain, thank the Lord. But I've been in pain. When I have a migraine, I don't get migraines like I used to. And I can't even imagine having a migraine for 2 years. I can't even begin to imagine something like that. But when I did have a migraine, I think I was on my Facebook. I said, I don't have time for this. But what a migraine made me do was slow down. I remember saying, I don't have time to have this right now. And with a migraine, what starts to happen for me, because I have a low tolerance for pain. So for me, it's like, it's like, just kill me. You know, I can't do it anymore. You know, I'm done. You know, so it's like, and so I can't imagine having a migraine for 2 years. I can't imagine it. Because when I had it for that week, I was out.
Mm-hmm. That verse about Paul having that thorn in his flesh, you know, I used to say, I wonder what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, up until like 2 years ago, and now I'm like, I don't know what it was, and I'm glad we don't know, because those of us who do deal with this chronic pain, that mm-hmm. is so relatable. And if I knew that it was something specific, I'd be like, there's nothing that relates to me. But I don't know what mm-hmm. that is. Maybe he had a migraine for 2 years. I don't know. Maybe he had mm-hmm. cancer. I don't know. Maybe he had a limp. I don't know what he had, but I know he had a struggle, and I know God didn't heal him. And that's where mm-hmm. I'm at. And just knowing that, you know, mm-hmm. and that's, I've had so many people, I had one lady tell me, you need to go to a healing ministry because God is going to heal you. And I'm like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I've had people come to my house and pray over me. I have prayed myself. Mm-hmm. If God was going to heal me, he would have done it here. I don't need to go drive 200 miles to go find a healing ministry to do it. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with healing ministries. I just know that that's not what God has for me right now. You know,
mm-hmm.
if, whenever he's ready to heal me, he'll do it.
Amen.
God can do miracles, and he can heal anybody. I mean, there are tons of examples in the Bible, like the woman who was bleeding for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she just reached out and touched Christ, and she was healed. And God can still do that today.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are people like Paul, who served God with everything that they had. And God said no.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm thankful for Paul's thorn in his flesh.
If I can read here, it says 2 Corinthians in chapter 12. He talks about it. I'm reading from the KJV version. And he says in chapter 12, he says, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that I might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And then he says something that I would never say without the Lord. Therefore, I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. And that's a dichotomy that the world can't quite understand. And that's what it means about being mm-hmm. candid about this walk with Christ. Life is not sunshine and chocolate. It's hard. And being a Christian doesn't change that. But get this, you are not alone. When you have accepted Christ as your Savior, no matter what you go through, he is there with you. If anything, we're the ones leaving him. We just talked about the two men. They left him. They said, I don't want to be bothered with you anymore, Lord. The Lord didn't change. His mind didn't change. And one thing that's interesting, a lot of people were very saddened by these men who they had believed and trusted in. And they were like, oh, my goodness, so-and-so renounced his faith. Thank God that our faith is not in man, you know.
Yes.
Thank God it's in the unchanging hand of the Lord, the one from everlasting to everlasting, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who created us. Thank God it is in him, that we have our faith in him. Because if we have it in people, it always gets taken down. You know, it always gets disappointed. You know, people cannot do what God can. And that's what we're talking about with Candidly Christian, being candid about this thing. Are you having struggles? Be candid about it. Don't try to hide it. Are you having problems? Don't try to hide it. Go to the Lord first, and then ask the Lord to reveal someone who you can trust to help you through this thing. We don't have to lie. We don't have to put on a facade about what it means to be a Christian. What we can do is lean unto the Lord for help. And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about Candidly Christian TV and what that's going to be about. I'm going to be hosting that show. Very excited about that. We're going to talk about it in just a few moments. We do have to take a really quick break. But if you want to weigh in on our conversation, I see some of you are online listening to us today. If you want to weigh in on our conversation, just press 1. You'll be live on air. We'll be happy to take your question or comment. And if you're listening in, call in at 646-668-8485 and press that 1. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the Queen of Tuesday Night, Parker J., and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WTJC 104.5. We are talking about Candidly Christian TV, particularly talking about Candidly Christian, the movement, and then Candid Conversations, the book that this movement is based off of, or this book is birthed from, available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. One of the things that we're striving to tell you tonight is that life isn't always sunshine and chocolate, and being a Christian doesn't change that. But what we're trying to say is that no matter what you're going through, Jesus will be there with you. And we're talking about that with my guest co-host and contributor, the founder of the Candidly Christian Movement, Heather Hart, and she's also the co-leader of the book, Candid Conversations, again, available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. And Heather, once again, thank you so much for being with us on the show. We do have a caller calling in. We have Larry calling in from Texas. Larry, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, Parker.
Go ahead and speak, please.
I just wanted to say I was disabled in 2004. I've been struggling with my back and different physical problems for a long time. And 2 years ago, I was hopeless. It just, life was at an end. And then a divorce. So at that point, I was just really, really going through it. I think that our view of God sometimes when we're in that is too small, because God has control of everything. He doesn't bring anything into your life or allow anything into your life that isn't for your good. God took me from that point, and He brought me so close to Him. I wouldn't trade it. It's not a good thing. I wish it wasn't, but at the same time, I wouldn't trade it because it brought me so close to Him. And we just need to see that. You can see people in the fire like that, standing strong, and that's what really glorifies God more than anything.
Absolutely.
Amen. Heather, go ahead and speak to that.
It reminds me of Romans 8:28. It says that we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. And, you know, some people really don't like that verse because they're like, God doesn't want bad things to happen to us. But I think that it's not that God wants bad things to happen to us, but he can use anything to draw us closer to him if we let him. You know, it's all about our perspective. And when we're in the trenches with those bad things, you know, one of the things that grew my faith the most was when I went through my divorce. And, I mean, that was 20 years ago. I mean, but the way I grew through that, the only thing that got me through that was Jesus. And, you know, while I was going through that time, my son had just been born with cancer, and I would not have made it through that without Jesus. But that time just pushed me closer to him, just like you're talking about. And that,
right.
Those struggles can push us closer, or if we're not ready, if we're not really, if Jesus is not our Savior, it'll tear us apart because we're not looking to him.
I like the way you said that, Heather. Go ahead, Hillary, please.
It's a lot like a skilled surgeon. You know, you go to a doctor and you've got a problem, and that's got to be cut out. Well, if you don't do anything about it, it's going to kill you. But the pain that you have to go through in surgery and in recovery is for your good, because it's getting something out of you that is going to kill you if you don't take care of it. And that's a lot, a lot what this experience is like. You know, God brings things, bad things apparently, into your life, but they're not bad because they're getting something out of you that is bad and making you better.
Yeah. I actually think it's something that only the Lord can do, because if you think about it, and let's really think about it, and Larry, thank you for joining the conversation. If you think about it, something terrible happened to you, whatever that is. And terrible things, don't they usually beget terrible things? But all of a sudden, you look back, because that terrible thing changed you, and because the Lord is there to guide you, he's there to hold you when you're down, that terrible thing suddenly becomes something good. Only the Creator, who can take nothing, completely nothing, like Ravi Zacharias said one time, nothing, and create something. Only he can take something bad and turn it good. It's a miracle that he could take, like, the tragedy that happened to my twin sister and how very dire it was. And he blessed me to say, you know what, he is healing her, even though that road is long. It's amazing that you can have a migraine for 2 years and you can still trust the Lord to get you through it. It's amazing you can be disabled for a number of years and you can say, Lord, thank you. Only the Creator, who can turn nothing into something, can do that, because he is the Creator of all. And I think that is the miracle. That's the odd part about it. So when you hear about people leaving the faith and going off, you're looking like, so what do you depend on now? Because life isn't going to get any different because you left. You know what I mean? It's not going to get easier because you left. If anything, it's going to get harder, because now you don't have anyone to go to, because you don't want the Creator of all to be your help. So you got to depend on what? Your own
strength? Well, it breaks my
strength.
Heart, because I bet I didn't lean on Jesus to start with, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in the church, but I didn't actually come to that saving, that leaning on Jesus faith.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I was going through my divorce was the first time I ever really leaned on him through anything. And that was a totally different experience than anything else I ever went through. And if you don't know how to lean into Jesus when you need something, that's a totally different kind of faith. And not everyone has that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that not everyone's faith is genuine. I'm not saying that. I'm not judging y'all's faith. Don't take me that way. I'm just saying that.
I understand that. You know, Larry, did you have anything
Jesus
else to add to the conversation?
Not. I just...
Oh,
Stand strong. That's the only thing I can tell people. Stand strong and trust him, because he's doing something in your life that needs to be done.
Larry, thank you so much for calling into the show and weighing in. I really like the fact that Larry is a wonderful supporter of the show. And, you know, for those of you who may not remember, Larry is the author of The Darkened Land, which you highlighted earlier this year. So he is a wonderful author of the show. So make sure you pick up that copy of his book, The Darkened Land, as well. You know, Heather, I got to go to music here. And I love the song, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. Like I said to people who follow me on Facebook particularly, I said, this song kept me through when that whole scary situation my twin sister was happening. And it says, time is filled with swift transition. Naught of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things internal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And then the next one that really started to make me cry was, trust in him who will not leave you whatsoever years may bring. If by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to him cling. And these are the things that we talk about when we talk about being candid about our faith, that we cannot do it alone. There's no way possible we can do it alone. And so with that, we got a few more minutes left before we have to end the show, and we always have such a good time. The time always goes by so swiftly. We got to talk about the show real quick. So our goal is to have this show on a monthly basis. And we're going to be talking to women who are first going to tell us about their struggle, and then they're going to tell us how they got through the struggle with Jesus Christ. So, Heather, let's talk about how this show came to be, because it was so awesome. It happened last year, and you got to tell the story. You know, go ahead and tell them the story.
Okay, so when I first started Candidly Christian, the website, you know, I had this big picture that God gave me for this ministry. You know, it's not just a website. It's a ministry that reaches lots of women, and it's not just my website. I have lots of guest authors that write and women that write on a regular basis. But God was like, you need to have videos. You know, you've got to have videos as part of this ministry. And I'm like, my God, you know, I'm an introvert. I don't do videos. And so, you know, I tried to do one or two, but I was like, God, this really, I can't do this. And so when I was on the show with Parker, I was like, you know, do you want to read my book before I'm on your show? And she's like, well, yeah, I'd do that for you. And so she calls me and she's like, I don't want to step on your toes, but God kind of laid it on my heart, you know, to do a TV show about this. So I'm like, oh, that's it. Yes.
It was crazy when that happened, because I was at work and I was reading a book, getting ready for the show. And the only way I can describe the sensation that came over me, it was like droplets of water, like ice-cold water fell over me. And I had a very unique sensation. And it was as if the Lord said, boom. Like, I guess you can call it an anointing, you know, because it really hit me like that. Like, I felt droplets come over me. And I knew I wasn't raining inside the building, so I knew it was something that the Lord put on my heart. And so we started doing this thing, we got stuff ready, and then literally life began to happen. You started having those migraines, and then my schedule got really busy. We had got lots of stuff, we got the guests ready, and then life started to happen. So one of the reasons why we wanted to have this show, too, is to let you know we are still aiming to get Candidly Christian TV on streaming for you. We're still aiming to do that. Right now it's going to be a monthly show. But what are some of the things you are hoping that viewers will get as they watch Candidly Christian? What do you hope to encourage those viewers out there to do?
Well, you know, it's one thing to read someone's story and see that, you know, hey, they have this struggle, or, you know, this is what they went through. But it's a whole other thing to watch them and see the back and forth. You know, as we're talking here, different things come out. And I really like people just to see that these really are real women. They aren't just famous writers or whatever. Because, you know, you can read something online and go, oh, well, that she's not a real person. You know, she's nothing like me. But, you know, when you see someone, when you see their face, when you hear their voice, there's a different level of connection there.
Yeah.
And I think that's important for women who are going through hard things to know that they are not alone. But also to just to get that connection with, you know, all these hard things that we talk about or all these struggles that we go through, every single one of them takes us right back to the feet of Jesus, because it's
Amen.
Not about our struggles at all. It's all about Jesus. That's the whole point.
Amen. Amen. I feel like if I had a fan I would throw it at you. You know, like an old church fan, I would throw it at you because you are preaching, Heather. And you're preaching even though you're doped up on meds, you know, and you're preaching through that because of the fact that the Lord is giving you the strength to do, you know. And that's why Candidly Christian TV is going to help millions of women, we hope, to be blessed by it, to let them know, hey, you can be candid about the struggles because, get this, the struggles will not last forever. And the Lord is going to be with you through to the end. A woman of faith that I want to mention here, her name is Elizabeth Chalker, and you've heard me talk about her several times. She's a woman who's been chronically ill for many years. And one of the things she said, the Lord is going to heal me, whether he heals me on this side or on heaven. He is going to heal me. And her struggle of faith as she deals with chronic illness and chronic pain, and sometimes she told me a while ago, she said, there are days I'm alone, I don't talk to people for days because she's alone a lot, you know. And she said, but the Lord is there, and I feel his presence, you know. And she reaches out to me sometimes, and she'll pray for me. Like, she'll pray for me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Liz. You know what I mean? Don't do that because, you know, and she'll pray for me even though she's going through. And so she's going to be one of our guests on Candidly Christian TV as she talks about her struggles with chronic pain because she's been ill for many years. We're going to have Melissa Pelu. She's going to be on the show talking about what it's like to suddenly be given a diagnosis that completely changes your life because she was doing fine, and then also she got sick with a neurological disorder and how that changed her life and her struggle. We're going to be talking to Kathy Moore. We're going to talk about her story from being a child abuser to being someone who the Lord has called to help women with their anger. So we got some wonderful guests lined up for you for Candidly Christian TV, and some of you may recognize these people from the show. But hey, we're all telling stories. We might as well tell the stories that mean a lot to us. So Candidly Christian TV is going to be a wonderful platform to encourage you, to inspire you. And these are real women who deal with real life and have real faith. And that's what Candidly Christian TV is all about. Stay up to date with us by just reaching out to me. You can reach out to me on my website, or you can talk to Heather. Heather, how can people stay up to date? Because we're going to get this off the ground very soon. We're going to get off the ground. But we want you to know that Candidly Christian TV is coming, and we're going to be talking to women and hopefully know that you will be blessed as they talk about the struggle, but how Jesus brought them through that struggle. How can they get in contact with you, Heather?
Well, they can visit me on CandidlyChristian.com, and we have a Twitter account, CandidGals. And through those two places, you can connect with our other media outlets following that trigger.
You know, it's so amazing that, you know, you were so obedient to the call God gave you. And this show is always, always about encouraging authors to write. And when you did what God told you to do, you started a movement that's going to bless women worldwide. So I want you to speak to that author out there, the one that's being disobedient, the one that God is calling to start a movement, the one that God is saying, will you trust me? Will you trust me to take you through? Talk to them, because we want to be obedient to the calling that God has for us. If you don't pick up that pen and write that message, that inspiration, that encouragement, how can you not bless the person who may need to hear exactly what you're saying? I want you to encourage them out there, Heather, as we get ready to end our show today. Go ahead and encourage that person out there.
Well, I'm going to kind of put a twist on this for you, Parker. I want to just, you know, it's not always easy. And those of us who are doing it, it's never easy for us either. You know, it's not always easy. There are days that I don't get out of bed. You know, I don't always push through. I don't always make it to my computer. I'm not always obedient. You know, there are those days where I'm just like, I can't. And I think that that's important for authors to know, is that they don't struggle alone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There is that struggle. And, you know, there are some times where I'm throwing things together last minute because I procrastinated or I didn't get it all done or I send out an email with a typo in it or, you know, nobody's perfect. And I think that's really important because sometimes you feel like you look at all these other authors who are doing it, and you're like, I'm never going to measure up to them. And they're sitting there going, I'm never going to measure up to you. You know? We don't ever think we're one of the ones that are doing it. We always think we're one of the lesser ones. We never see ourselves as equals. You know?
Oh, I
hear
you.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense. I even think about this show, and I've been doing the show now. The Lord has blessed me to be doing the show now for 6 years. And there are times I feel like, Lord, I'm not doing enough. No one's listening to what we have to say. This is a Christian show. It'll never get the recognition that I want to get, you know. And I say, well, I'm going to keep doing it until you call me home. And you know what? I think the Lord is blessed when we just give him every ounce of ourselves. You know, it's not always about the earthly reward, but there's someone going to be blessed when you be obedient to him. And that's what it means of being candidly Christian. That's what it means. Just being candid. Be real. Don't try to keep up a facade. Facades are so easy to break. That veneer cracks very soon because you cannot hold up under the pressure. Are you trying to be a perfect mom, a perfect wife, a perfect husband, a perfect worker, a perfect whatever? And beneath that facade, you are just, the stress of holding it up is just breaking you down. Be candid with the Lord today. Be candid with someone you can trust. Be a candid Christian today. Heather, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for being with me on the show. And I cannot wait to have you back. Can have you back real soon.
All right, thank you.
We were talking today to Heather Hart. She is the founder of the movement Candidly Christian, and that is on CandidlyChristian.com. She's also one of the contributors of the book Candid Conversations, also available on Amazon.com. Life isn't sunshine and chocolates, and being the Christian doesn't change that. What it does do is let you know that no matter what you go through, the Lord is with you every step of the way. Pick up your copy of Candid Conversations. This book is going to revitalize you. It's going to encourage you and inspire you to let you know, first of all, that being a Christian is being called to his glory, his honor, and that no matter what you go through, Jesus is with you every step of the way. You're going to find out as you read Candid Conversations that there are people just like you who have the same struggles and that you are not alone. Guess what? They're being candid about their struggles, and you can be too. If you want to know more about Candidly Christian, go to CandidlyChristian.com. You can sign up for the newsletter and then browse the different blogs that they have. These are all women reaching out to women, but I'm sure our men can learn too, reaching out to you, letting you know what it's about and being honest with you. Because don't we all want to be honest with ourselves and honest to the Lord? Because the Lord's going to know what's in our hearts anyway. He's going to know anyway. So we might as well be honest about it. Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the Queen of Tuesday Nights, Parker J, and you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Right Stuff. Follow Parker online at ParkerJCole.com. To hear this show and other shows, visit the show archive at therightstuffradio.wordpress.com. We'll be back same time next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.